I got a question for you. What is the most firm part of your body? Like, it's solid. It doesn't jiggle. It doesn't move. It's just firm. Maybe it's your arms. Maybe it's your legs. Maybe it's your abs. Maybe it's your hind end. I don't know. But today, we're talking about being firm. So hang in there. Where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hey, you want to reach out to me? Of course you do. TDAGiantSlayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. And we're brought to you by Well Built Body. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. So, what's the most firm part of your body? Your abs, your arms, your chest. Maybe it's your lats. Maybe it's your legs. Maybe it's your rear end. Maybe it's your flactoid. For those of you who are Brian Regan fans. Hey, I'm asking. But what I really want to know is, what's your faith looking like? Is your faith firm and strong? Look, I saw a woman in the grocery store the other day, and I thought, I hope my faith is as firm and as strong as her leggings. She's probably pushing 400 bills and in yoga pants. Yoga pants. You understand what I'm saying? Yoga pants. I'm not picking on her. I'm just pointing out the obvious. She was 400 bills and she was in yoga pants. So, man, I want my faith that strong. She wasn't that firm, but definitely had faith in those pants. Look, one of my favorite quotes ever is simply this. If you could find the person who is responsible for all of your problems and you could kick them in the butt as hard as you could, well, guess what? You wouldn't be able to sit down for a week. What are you saying, Garth? I'm saying that our firm faith, our foundation, really comes down to us. And the great, great words of the theologian, Robert Plant, it's nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. Trying to save my soul tonight. Oh, it's nobody's fault but mine. No, 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 no. It's nobody's fault but yours. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. If you want to look up 1 Peter 1, 14 and 16, also good verses. But it basically says this, to be alert, stand on alert. That word there, alert, means to watch responsibly. It simply means you're responsible for having your eyes wide open, being ready for what is going to happen to you, at what's coming at you. You have a problem with lust? Get off of Instagram. Don't go to the gym that's male and female. Don't look at that on the internet. Don't look at that magazine. Don't go to that bar. Be responsible. There's a point where it's no one else's fault but yours if you stay in bondage. It's nobody's fault but yours if you stay broke. It's nobody's fault but yours if your relationships are full of problems and they suck. It's nobody's fault but yours if you are out of shape. It's nobody's fault but yours if you don't know God the way you want to. It's nobody's fault but yours if you're not intimate with Jesus. It's nobody's fault but yours if you can't play guitar, if you don't know the harmonica, can't play chess, can't water ski, didn't go to Hawaii, whatever it is, doesn't matter. Pick the topic or problem. It's your fault for staying there. Look, maybe not your fault for it being handed to you. Look, there are a lot of things that are given to us that are problems, and we're like, oh man, why in my life? Why this? Why now? I get that. Look, some of us are dealing with sickness. Some of us have had a spouse walk out on us. Some of us, we found out we're in debt because we went into business with the wrong person. I get it. I'm not saying you're responsible for where it came from, but you are definitely responsible for keeping it, for keeping that problem and saying, well, I just don't know what to do. It just happened. It might have just happened, but you're responsible for walking through. You're responsible for your life. And it says, be alert, be responsible. Why? Well, this verse says, because the enemy is out there trying to devour you. Interesting enough, it says he is a roaring lion. Why do lions roar? Do you know? They don't roar as a prayer before eating, like, oh, here's my next victim. Roar. Thank you, Jesus. Yum, yum, yum. No, they roar simply for this reason, to terrify you, to cause you to freeze up so that you become easy pickings. You know that fight or flight? It's pretty hard not to freeze up if a lion roars. If you've ever heard a lion roar, like literally light it up, it is very intimidating. Imagine you're in the jungle and he's 30 feet behind you and he lets out a roar. You wet your pants and you freeze. But it says, be alert. He comes at us like a roaring lion. But if you are alert, if you are responsible, you know ahead of time, hey, he's going to roar. He's going to try to get me to freeze up. The verse says, be sober-minded and alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in your faith and in the knowledge that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. You know, this is saying, look, there's going to be a problem, and Satan's going to try to use this problem to roar. You ever get a bill in the mail for $18,600? I did. It wasn't even supposed to be my bill, but I went into business with somebody, and they bailed, and the bank came after me for $18,637. It's amazing I can still remember that amount, but it was like a punch in the face. And then the enemy tries to roar. Where are you going to come up with that money? Roar. This is going to affect your credit forever. Roar. Your wife's going to be so mad at you. Roar. Who would put you in charge of a church if you can't even handle your own finances? Roar. You know, it goes on and on. But that's where I'm responsible, to be alert and to be able to call it out. Oh, this is just the roaring of a lion. This is just Satan trying to get me to freeze up. I'm responsible for standing firm in my faith, is what the verse says. And in the knowledge that others are going through the same thing. It's not just me. It's easy to feel that way. But it's not just me. It's just Satan roaring. But I'm also reminded that he's already been defeated. Ain't it great? You're the one on call. You're the one who's responsible. You're the one who's to be alert. It's not up to your parents, your friends, your spouse. It's simply on you to stay firm, stay awake, stay alert, and know that when he roars, you know why he roars? Because he has no teeth. Seek God, serve him, love him, trust him, and keep pushing forward. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.